Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, listeners, we're crossing over far, far abroad, and we're going to be talking, inshallah, with Aziz to Brother Ali and Ali Saadun. Now, let's talk about Brother Harun Yahya before we cross over to Brother Ali. You know, under the pen name of Harun Yahya Adnan Ukhtar is his original name, I think. He's authored more than, I think, 300 books. It's been read by millions of people around the globe, and, you know, exerting considerable influence on both Muslims and non-Muslims all over the world. Allah reward him in abundance. You know, his works, it's available, we believe, in 63 languages, has been downloaded by nearly 150 million people since 2009. And he's also widely known for his book Atlas of Creation, available in 12 languages, which has been discussed in the European Council and for the last 4 years, made him the focus of the media and the parliaments of European countries. And also he was the, you know, he was declared by Reuters poll as the most influential Muslim in the world. I repeat, that Harun Yahya by the Reuters poll, he was declared as the most influential Muslim in the world by 2 million votes in 2009. We're going to be, inshallah, Aziz, talking to Brother Ali Saadun, who's with Brother Harun Yahya. Brother Harun Yahya and Brother Ali Saadun, alhamdulillah, together, dear listeners, they have dedicated their lives to telling of the existence and the oneness of Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and also to disseminating the moral values of the Kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And really an honor to speak to them, inshallah, on Radio Islam. Brother Ali, who will be joining us shortly, just to give you a brief introduction regarding him. Ali Saadun studied economics and social politics at one of the universities, and also it's in Istanbul, and he joined the Science Research Foundation in the year 1993. And since 2001, he has taken part in many activities representing Harun Yahya, including more than 1,500 conferences and symposiums in more than 15 different countries. And he's also given addresses at world-famous universities such as the Oxford, Cambridge, and the MIT, which are dominated by Darwinist and atheist thinking. And the conferences he held, particularly those in more than 10 cities in France, most notably Paris, dear listeners, were described as French triumphs for Harun Yahya by such media organizations as Le Monde, Slate magazine, and also the Reuters. And the speaker, mashallah, has held Harun Yahya conferences in English and French, as well as taking part as a representative of Harun Yahya in programs debating the theory of evolution on Turkish national channels. Alhamdulillah, you know, he's still active as a Turkish and English language producer of the Proofs of Creation and the End Times programs on Channel A9. We'd like to welcome our special guest on Radio Islam International tonight, and that is Brother Ali Saadun Anjan. Brother Ali, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to you, and welcome to our airwaves on Radio Islam International. You're in South Africa, Ali.
Alaikum salam, dear brothers. First of all, I would like to say Ramadan Mubarak to all of our Muslim brothers and sisters. So it's a great pleasure to talk to you again. MashaAllah.
Jazakumullah, Ramadan Mubarak to you as well, my brother. Really, I repeat, it's an honor to speak to you on Radio Islam International here in South Africa. Jazakumullah for accepting the invitation.
The honor is ours. The honor is ours, mashallah.
Jazakumullah. We're going to be talking about different aspects, inshallah, talking about the coming of Dajjal, etc., about the economic system as well. And let's first start with regards to what is happening out recently. You know, there happened unbelievable disasters recently. There are hurricanes, tsunamis that hit United States of America, also earthquakes there becoming very, very often as well. Brother Ali, how do you evaluate these disasters from the end of times point of view?
MashaAllah, first of all these events remind me many hadiths of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, and all these hadiths are pointing out to the end times, and these are clear proofs, clear events that is proving us that we are experiencing the end times nowadays. So I would like to give you some of the hadiths as example from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you're going to see, inshallah, we are clearly, without any doubt, we are experiencing the end times. Like, for example, one of those is related from Ash-Sharani, Muqtasar Tazkira al-Qurtubi, page 253. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, "The hour will not come until there has been rain which destroy all dwellings." So our Prophet points out to severe floods. It's going to happen in the end times. And also our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made his prophecies, and he explained about the destruction of great cities. And this is related from Al-Mustaqi al-Hindi, in the book Al-Burhan fi Alamat al-Mahdi, page 38, it is stated, great cities will be ruined, and it will be as if they had not existed the day before. MashaAllah, the destruction of the great cities by severe floods and that kind of earthquakes, natural disasters, it is clearly explained in the hadith of our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Prophet stated, if they had not existed the day before, so the destruction is so huge that it is a clear sign for the end times. Another hadith, mashallah, is the hour, the day of judgment, will not be established until earthquakes will be very frequent. So this is a hadith from Ramuz al-Hadith, page 476. And in the same book, page number 187, it is related, there are two great events before the day of judgment, and then years of earthquakes. MashaAllah, again in the hadith, where we see that our Prophet said that there are going to be many earthquakes. And of course, there is another hadith which is pointing out the multiplication of the lightning. The hadith is like this. Lightning will so multiply as doomsday approaches that people will say to one another, who was struck by lightning yesterday? Mm-hmm. And they will answer, lightning struck this and that person yesterday. So that kind of disasters, natural disasters, are going to be so frequent, inshallah. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated 14 centuries ago, and mashallah, these hadiths are clearly proving us that we're experiencing the end times, mashallah.
All right, my brother, Jazakumullah for the beautiful explanation. We see this happening all the time, tsunamis and what have you. Allah make it easy. And like you are saying, that these disasters are pointing out towards the end of times. Let's take it further. Current news also, Brother Ali. You know, how do you evaluate the recent uprisings in the Middle East? You know, the leaders are killing their people with cold blood. Thousands of people are killed. Are these uprisings, would this be the signs of the end times also?
Well, surely yes, mashallah. There are many different hadiths that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned 14 centuries ago. And these hadiths are describing the end times in a very detailed manner. I mean, there is no any doubt when you read all those hadiths one by one. We are witnessing that all of them, one by one, are fulfilling, mashallah. It's coming real. It's realizing. So I will give you some of those examples of the hadith. For example, there are our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he talked about the destruction of great cities, like the uprising in the Middle East, the recent incidents that happened in North Africa. Our Prophet stated, great cities will be ruined, and it will be as if they had no existence the day before. So this is one hadith. Another hadith is about the global pervasiveness of disorder and conflict. So our Prophet stated, there's going to be a disorder and conflict in the end times. He stated, at a time when the world will be in utter confusion and disorder, in Arabic the word is harj, tribulation will appear when roads will be cut. Some will attack some others. This is raised from Al-Mutaqi al-Hindi. Al-Burhan, the book's name is Al-Burhan fi Alamat al-Mahdi Ahir Zaman, page 12. MashaAllah. And there's going to be a rise in killings, he stated, 14 centuries ago. MashaAllah, he stated, the hour, last day, will not be established until murders increase. And this is raised from Sahih Bukhari. MashaAllah. And of course, there are many others, like the widespread slaughter before the coming of Mahdi, and the killing of the innocent, for example, which is very interesting. A hadith written by Prophet ﷺ is like this. Hadith Mahdi will not appear until innocent people are killed. And another one is forbidding things being regarded as lawful. As you know, killing people, murdering people, it's haram, you cannot do this, it's unlawful.
Yeah.
But in the end times, forbidden things will be regarded as lawful. And this is written from our Prophet, this is foretold by our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He stated, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi wa sallam will emerge after the appearance of such wild corruption, whereby all prohibitions are regarded as lawful. This is written from Al-Haytham al-Kawai al-Muqtadar, في علامة المسيح المنتظر page 23. And our prophet stated that there's going to be killing for no reason. So Abu Huraira related. Right? Our prophet ﷺ said that people will see such days that the killer will not know why he killed, nor the innocent why they are slain. So these hadiths, mashallah, they are miraculous. So they, our prophet ﷺ, 14 centuries ago, miraculously explained what is going to happen in the end times. And those hadiths are fulfilling one by one. And another hadith says, in another hadith, the judgment day will not come unless one murders his, her brother or sister. So there's going to be this incident, which is very important, murder between the brothers and sisters are going to happen, our prophet stated. And of course, there are going to be troubles besetting Muslims, our prophet stated. There will be no home into which strife does not enter, and no Muslim who is untouched by it, our prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated. This will continue until a rajul, a man of gnosis and illumination, from my lineage appears. So this is related from Al-Muttaqi al-Hindi, mashallah. So these are the hadiths that is pointing out to a great corruption at the end times. And both are fulfilling one by one, mashallah.
Okay. Jazakallah, Brother Ali, for the deep insight as well. You know, you mentioned the hadith very, very clearly. The killers will not know why they are killing, and the killed will not know why they were being killed as well. Subhanallah, we see these unfolding just before, right before our eyes. Now, Brother Ali, you referred to a kitab, Alamat al-Mahdi. Now, in mention, there is a hadith of our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that then the corruption will persist until the coming of a rook in Egypt. You know, it is mentioned in that kitab you were mentioning with regards to Alamat al-Mahdi al-Akhir. Who is referred here?
Okay, so from the hadith of our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we understand that it is clearly Husnul Mubarak. Allahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani we say, Allah knows the best. But when we analyze the hadith, we're going to see that our Prophet pointed out to Husnul Mubarak. I will explain. First, let me read from the hadith. Nail ibn Hamad narrated in Al-Kitan, Abu al-Asqar, from Muhammad ibn Ali, that he said, a star the shape of a horn will appear in the east when Abbasid comes to Khorasan. The birth of that star will be after the eclipse of the sun and moon. Then the corruption will persist until the coming of a rook in Egypt. Okay, so our Prophet ﷺ reports that the individual will live at a time of corruption, and when two-headed comet is seen. So what is this two-headed comet? It is the comet which is, its name is Lulin. This comet in question approached closest to the Earth in February 2009. So in that respect, it is clear that the hadith is referring to our own day, mashallah. So our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam metaphor of a rook appearing in Egypt is completely compatible with Husnul Mubarak. Why? Because when we look at his picture, we can see that his hair, the shape of his eyes, his facial expression, and the nature of his lips and nose. When you pay close attention, when you look closer to his picture, Husnul Mubarak says bears a close resemblance to a rook. So these are, mashallah, great evidences. And he has a flattened nose as well. It is mentioned in the hadith again. It is very interesting. Let me read from the hadith. Baylami related from Abu al-Mardani. And he from Abu Zar. And he from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, a man with a flattened nose will emerge from the Quraysh in Egypt. He will be defeated. His possessions will disappear, and he will flee to Rome. MashaAllah, these details miraculously points out to Husnul Mubarak. He will bring them to Alexandria. It continues in the hadith. He will bring them to Alexandria, and he will fight against Muslims, and this will be the first bloody slaughter. And this is written from Al-Muttaqi al-Hindi, Al-Burhan fi alamat al-Mahdi al-Zaman. So this is, when you pay close attention to Husnul Mubarak's nose, is visibly flattened, mashallah, just as described in the hadith. And in another hadith, I have to continue because these hadiths are amazing miracles for the incidents that happened recently. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam feared a tyrannical Egyptian who slaughters the goods. Another account from Kab states a member of the Makhzum tribe will assume the leadership, and after him Mawla will come, and after him a tall, powerful, broad-shouldered one from the Arabs who destroys those who oppose him will govern. MashaAllah. So each of these details in the hadith is in complete agreement with Hussein Mubarak. For example, Hussein Mubarak had being of tall stature. And he's got, himself is also tall, is described in the hadith. Another characteristic cited in the hadith is that the person will destroy those who oppose him.
Yeah.
As you know, he destroyed everyone who opposed him. And so throughout his years as the head of state, Mubarak is known as the last pharaoh that was iterated in many newspapers. So because of his dictatorial regime and oppression, especially of Muslims, so a prophet also refers to his person being physically powerful and broad-shouldered, with both his own military experience and also his 25,000 person army. Mubarak appears to be a powerful and is visibly physically strong and broad-shouldered. If you look his footage in the news in the television, you're gonna see that he's a broad-shouldered and strong person.
Okay.
So all these details, minor details, mashallah, said by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it points out to Hussein Mubarak. Of course, we say, Allahu alim, yani, inshallah, Allah knows the best.
Jazakumallah. Yes, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows best. Let's take it further. Very interesting as well. You know, Brother Ali, it is as if the Antichrist or Dajjal is using all his means to make the Christians, the Jews and the Muslims fight each other and cause one another's bloodshed. How will the mischief of Dajjal and Antichrist end, and how will the world be saved from his evil?
Well, there are some precautions still be taken, for example, for the hunger, or for the disasters or corruptions going around the world, especially in the Islamic world. And if all these precautions taking other than the unity, Islamic union, it is going to be a time loss. For example, people are donating money, and this money is going to go as food. It provides food and nutrition for the needy people. But the day after, what's going to happen? The system is there. The system of the Dajjal is there. So it should be intellectually collapsed. So it is the only way to refute that ideology, and the only solution for all these troubles going around the world is Islamic unity. Nothing else. Inshallah. Islamic union is very important, and it is a reality that will happen in the future, because Allah stated in the Holy Quran about this. Inshallah, the dominion of the Quranic morality will prevail in the world, inshallah. So the only solution now, today, is the Islamic union. Nothing else, inshallah.
Inshallah. Let's take it further, talking about the Islamic Union, something very interesting. Inshallah, Allah unite all the Muslimin on one kalima, that is the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Also, Brother Ali, Harun Yahya emphasizes the importance of the establishment of Islamic Union. How the world will be if this Islam Union is established, Ali?
Well, Islamic Union is the greatest thing of the end times, mashallah. Every Islamic country and non-Islamic as well is going to, some of them are going to come together. And through Islamic Union will revive commerce and strengthen the economy, first of all. There's going to be a huge wealth, mashallah. Another result of the Turkish Islamic Union will be it is going to bring happiness, well-being, peace and plenty, mashallah. So, other than Islamic Union, none of these is going to be established. On the other hand, the Turkish Islamic Union will bring democracy to everywhere. So, every ideology every belief system is going to be democratically, they're going to have the right to talk, inshallah, to educate. For example, even the Darwinists are going to talk, but of course, we are going to explain the creation, inshallah, we're going to refute the Darwinistic idea and atheistic ideologies. And there's going to be a perfect freedom of thought and freedom of expression, inshallah. And this is going to be under the guarantee of the Turkish Islamic Union. And every nation, its unity is going to be protected, inshallah. And the borders are going to be protected. But people are going to be free to go around, mashallah, freely, in perfect protection. They're going to be under protection. And nobody will touch them. There's going to be no oppression in the Islamic Union, inshallah. And the Turkish Islamic Union will bring a total solution to the problem of terror, inshallah. The terror, as you know, its ideological background is Darwinism and atheism. If you clear away the Darwinist and atheistic ideologies, the terror will collapse. Because a terrorist is a person who doesn't feel the responsibility, who doesn't fear Allah, who doesn't have this responsibility, so he thinks that he can do anything because he doesn't know that he's going to be answering to Allah when he dies. Mm. So that kind of people, you can tell them to do anything. They will feel no responsibility. So when atheism and Darwinism is refuted through rational and scientific methods, inshallah, the system of terror will collapse. The terror is the product of Dajjal. And the belief system of Dajjal produces terror, inshallah. So this system can only be collapsed by intellectual effort. But precautions like military precautions or oppression, military oppression, will not stop terror whatsoever. So the only solution to terror is the Turkish Islamic Union. And also, Turkish Islamic Union will bring freedom and happiness to the people of the book as well. So their rights, their freedom of thought and their freedom of believing in their religion is going to be protected as well. And of course, more important than any other thing is that Turkish Islamic Union is a solution to the sufferings of the Muslims. Muslims all around the world, not all around the world, but at many locations, Muslims are oppressed, they're suffering. So inshallah, this is going to be over. The Islamic Union is supported by many countries, like Iran is supporting Islamic Union. The United States is supporting Islamic Union. Russia is supporting Islamic Union. Everybody will embrace the Turkish Islamic Union, inshallah. And, of course, it is a must against the oppression in the world. Other than that, no any other solution is going to work, by the will of Allah.
All right, Jazakumullah, very interesting. Talking about the Islamic Union, are there any ayats, Brother Ali, may we ask you, any verses of the Quran Kareem about the Islamic Union in the end times?
Yes, one of the key ayat, verse, Quranic verse in the Quran, is the 55th verse in Surah An-Nur. Let me recite from the Holy Quran. Inzubillahi min shaitan ajim, bismillahir rahman rahim. Allah has promised those of you who believe and do right actions that He will make them successors in the land. So Allah states, the Muslims who do right actions, Allah will make Muslims successors in the land.
Mm.
What does it mean, successors in the land? That Muslims are going to be ruling, dominating, of course, with love, compassion, mercy, but with brotherhood, inshallah. This is stated in this verse, and Allah continues, as He made those before them successors. So Allah gives us this information that Muslims before us, they have been successors as well. So Allah continues in the same verse, and will firmly establish for them their religion with which He is pleased, and give them, in place of their fear, security. Allah states that if they do right actions, inshallah, In place of our fear, Allah will give security. And Allah continues, they worship me, not associating anyone, anything with me. So this is a clear order from Allah that Muslims, they should not associate anything with Allah. And Allah continues, and who are unbelievers after that, such people are deviators. Another, this is very interesting that when you analyze the words, he will make them successes in the land. So those six, seven words, if you analyze them, their numerological analysis will give you 2013 in Gregorian calendar. So that points out to a very meaningful year, 2013, mashallah. Of course, Allahu alam, Allah knows the best. Mashallah. And there are many verses as well. In Surah As-Saffat, verse number 171 and 173, Allah states, our word was given before to our servants, the messengers, that they would certainly be helped. It is our army which will be victorious. MashaAllah, Allah clearly states here, it is our army which will be victorious. In another surah, Allah states, Allah has written, I will be victorious, and I and my messengers, inshallah. And there are other verses as well, pointing out to the Islamic Union. It is he who sent his messenger with guidance and the religion of truth to exalt it over every other religion, though the associators hate it. This is Surah As-Saff, verse number 9. So, when you analyze the word, the religion of truth to exalt it over every other religion, its numerological analysis is 2021, mashallah. So it's very meaningful. Can I continue, brother?
Because yes, go ahead. It's quite interesting, mashallah. Yes. You go ahead.
Yeah, I have some other words as well regarding this important event, inshallah, for the end times.
Go ahead.
Another verse is like this. It is, okay, inshallah. أَنْزُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ جَمْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ It is he who sent his messenger with the guidance and the religion of truth exalted over every other religion, inshallah. Another verse is, it is he who sent his messenger with guidance, the religion of the truth exalted over every other religion.
Yeah.
As I repeated, let me give the number about it. You know which numerological analysis in Islamic calendar,
yeah,
it is 1444, mashallah.
Okay.
And one last, inshallah, ayah, which is, we desire to show kindness to those who were oppressed in the land, and to make them leaders and make them inheritors. And this numerological analysis gives us 1996, mashallah. And of course, if Muslims doesn't come together and help each other, Allah gives us this information that what's going to happen in the Quran again. It is very important. Allah orders Muslims to support each other. In Surah Al-Anfal, those who do not believe are the friends and protectors of one another. If you do not act in this way, yani, which means protect each other, yani, if we don't act and protect each other,
yeah,
there will be turmoil in the land and great corruption. So in Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 73, Allah warns Muslims and orders Muslims, if we don't come together, if we don't support each other, there will be turmoil in the land and great corruption, inshallah. And Allah commands Muslims in Surah Al-Isra, verse number 53, say to my servants that they should only say the best. Satan wants to stir up trouble between them. Satan is an outright enemy to man. So Allah warns us about Satan. So we should be saying the best to each other. And in other words, Surah As-Saff, verse number 4, Allah commands, God loves those who strive in His way in ranks like well-built walls. Well-built walls. What does that mean? So Allah wants us to be very close, shoulder to shoulder, support each other, and make this intellectual struggle against disbelief and against atheism and Darwinism, inshallah.
Okay.
And another verse in Surah Al-Hujurat, verse number 10, the believers are brothers, so make peace with them between your brothers and heed God, so that hopefully you will gain mercy. Allah commands to make peace with them brothers and come together. And inshallah, from all of these words, we can understand that the Islamic Deen is a must, inshallah. So we have to pray for that day by day, inshallah, to make it fast, to make it quick, to give an end to all these sufferings of the Muslims all over the world. Not only the Muslims, but non-Muslims as well, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakumullah for that, brother. Brother Ali, we go on further. Something very interesting. You reminded us of the verse of the Quran Kareem, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, like you said, وَعَدَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. That Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will make us, Allah will put us in control, and condition is that we got to bring iman on Allah, and together with that, عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, we got to do good actions, inshallah. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will grant us victory, inshallah, like how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala helped the people before us. Let's take it further, inshallah. You know, Harun, Yahya, what we've been faced with today, especially the American economy crisis, it's falling right before our eyes. Harun, Yahya, Ali, said 3 years ago that the economic crisis will continue until about 2014. Now we see the second wave in the economic crisis. What do you say about this?
Well, of course, again, when we analyze the hadith, these are all great signs, mashallah. As you know, the first crisis, it started on October 2007 in the United States. So not only the United States was influenced by this crisis, but meanwhile was Great Britain, Germany, China, Hungary, Poland, Argentina, Holland, France, and different countries. They're like influenced. The impact of this crisis was so huge. And it was described by the United Nations as the crisis of the century. So this is not a simple thing. You know, we should understand the meaning of that crisis. So many companies, major companies collapsed, millions being made unemployed, thousands of people they lost their homes, and almost, you know, production coming almost entire standstill. So that was very, very important incident that we recently experienced. And in Surah Al-Araf, there is a sign, inshallah. In verse number 94, Allah states, Azubillahi min shaytanajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we have never sent a prophet to any city without seizing its people with hardship and distress, so that hopefully they might learn humility. So Allah, when Allah sends a prophet to a city, so Allah wants people to behave, to understand the message, and to behave with humility. And it is also, the economic crisis is also a sign for the Islamic Union, inshallah, as well. For example, in Ibn Hajar al-Haytami, al-Qawd al-Muqtazar, fi alamat al-Mittin al-Tazar, page 39, trade and roads between nations will be cut, and strife among people will grow. This is what our Prophet ﷺ said 14 centuries ago. MashaAllah, I repeat, trade and roads between nations will be cut, he stated. And more than that, another hadith, the next part of the hadith says that the problems, these problems will come to an end in the end times, with the Islamic Union, inshallah. We came to seek that person by whose hand strife will be extinguished, inshallah. And in another hadith, the markets being stilled, a decrease in earnings, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a decrease in earnings, which of course points out to an economical crisis. And everyone complaining of low earnings, the rich respected for their money. So this is written from Muhammad ibn Abdul Rasul Balzanji, mashallah. So again, these are clear evidences that inshallah, that the Islamic Union is coming, inshallah. And after this period, of economic crisis, which is going to take like 7 years, and it's going to end, inshallah, according to the hadith of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's going to end on 2014. And after this, inshallah, the Islamic Union will be established, and all these economic problems will be over, inshallah. And another hadith regarding the economic crisis is business being stagnant. In the hadith, everyone will complain, I cannot sell, buy, or earn anything. It is related from Al-Barzanji, mashallah. So these are the hadith clearly pointing out to the economical crisis in our time, inshallah.
Inshallah. JazakumAllah, we go on further. We have just about another two or three questions before we terminate the program. Now, you know, in the interview, as Brother Ali Harun Yahya granted to Foreign Press, we notice that he always mentioned that Christians has the Pope, Jews alike has a leader, but the world, the Islamic world, does not. Now, we're talking about Hazrat Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, who will be the leader of the Islamic world that the Muslims have been waiting for so long. Would you like to remind us with regards to the role of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam in uniting the Muslims and resolution of the conflicts amongst members of the different religions?
Inshallah. Of course, the personality of Mahdi alayhi salam, we are going to understand about who is Mahdi alayhi salam, about the actions and the success he's going to establish. And he's going to unite with Isa alayhi salam, inshallah, and form Islamic Union. And Isa alayhi salam will pray behind him. So Mahdi alayhi salam will lead the prayer in Jerusalem, inshallah. And after establishing Islamic Union. So inshallah, at that time we are going to say, most probably, Allahu alam, Allah knows the best, that this might be Mahdi alayhi salam. So his role, inshallah, is going to unite the Islamic world, and he's going to restore Islam to its original state, like it has been experienced and lived, like at the time of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And his role is, and his duty is, totally refuting the atheistic ideologies and Darwinistic ideologies. Inshallah, those three tasks, when they're going to be established, we're going to understand that this is Mahdi alayhi salam. And he's most important of all, he's not drop a single drop of blood. So let me read you from the hadith. He will fill the world that was once full of cruelty with justice. His justice will be as such that he will not wake a sleeping person. So we understand that he will be very gentle, very smoothly operating, inshallah. He will not wake a sleeping person, mashallah. Or even shed one drop of blood. There is no wars, no oppression whatsoever. Perfect brotherhood, perfect freedom of thought and belief and expression, mashallah. And the hadith continues, the earth will return to the age of bliss, mashallah. This is related from Ibn Hajar al-Haythami, Al-Qawl al-Muqtazar fi alamat al-Mahdi al-Muqtazar, page 29. And in the hadith, a prophet talked about Mahdi alayhi salam, his personality of being compassionate. In the hadith, it is stated, they will swear allegiance to him between the corner and the maqam. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be so compassionate that no one will be woken up from their sleep or have a bleeding nose. And this is again related from Ibn Hajar al-Haytami. So, mashallah, his role is, his main role is uniting the Islamic world, inshallah.
Right, JazakumAllah. Let's take it further, our last question, maybe our last question for the program, Brother Ali Ali. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has foretold about the emergence of the Mahdi. Would you maybe like to outline to us the signs of the Mahdi? Where will the Mahdi emerge from in the end times? And a few ayat regarding this.
There are many major portents, signs, that clearly shows us, you know, the exact time when it's going to appear. For example, stopping of the water, the flow of the water of the Euphrates. There's a river which is called the Euphrates in Turkey, as you know, the waters of Euphrates were stopped for the first time in Hijri 1400. So there's a dam in Turkey which is called the Keban, and it's 210 meters high, and it was stopped by this dam. And it is in the Hadith, inshallah. Another sign for the emergence of Hazrat Mehdi is he's going to appear in Istanbul, inshallah. And another sign is Iran-Iraq war, inshallah, because as you know, in Hijri 1400, the Iran-Iraq war effectively began in October of that year. And in the Hadith, it is very interestingly stated by a prophet, there will be the tumult in Shawwal, the 10th Islamic month, there is thoughts of war in Dhu al-Qada, the 11th Islamic month, and the outbreak of war in Dhu al-Hijjah, the 12th month, inshallah. This is related from Al-Barzanji. And another sign is the occupation of Afghanistan. In the Hadith, our prophet stated, pity poor Talikan. Talikan is a region in Afghanistan. At that place are treasures of Allah. These are not of gold and silver, but consist of people who have recognized Allah as they should have. They are Hazrat Mehdi's alayhi salam followers. So this is related from Al-Musraqi al-Hindi. So the occupation of Afghanistan, when our prophet said, pity for Talikan, he points out the occupation of Afghanistan. The Hadith indicates that Afghanistan will be occupied in the end times, inshallah. And of course, from the history, we know that Russia invaded Afghanistan in 1979, or it is Hijri 1400. So that's another sign. Another sign is the Halley Comet. Halley, this comet has passed. It appeared on 1986, in Hijri 1406, inshallah. In the Hadith, a prophet stated, a star with a luminous tail will rise from the east before Hazrat Mehdi emerges. So, this Halley's comet appeared in 1986, and it's a sign for the appearance of Mehdi. And there is a sighting a flare in the east, and that happened in 1991, inshallah. And very interesting, solar and lunar eclipses during Ramadan. Mm. So that's a very important sign. Our prophet stated there will be two solar eclipses in Ramadan before Hazrat Mehdi alayhi salam advanced. So this is related from Ash-Sharani. And eclipses of the sun and moon. It is very important. Sun and the moon at the same time, during the same month of Ramadan, took place in 1981 and 1982. So these 2 years, 81 and 82, sun and moon eclipses happened. So this is Hijri 1400, just as it is stated in the Hadith. So it's a clear sign about the coming of Mehdi alayhi salam. And storming the Kaaba and the subsequent bloodshed, so this is another sign. The storming of the Kaaba took place on the 1st of Muharram 1400. The first day of Hijri 1400, the beginning of the period when many other portals of the coming of Hazrat Mehdi alayhi salam would also take place. So there are like more, I can tell you, 10 different signs like this. Let me tell you one by one. A corruption of smoke and dust in 2001. Corruptions, fitna, will follow one another in the near future. Then there will be other corruptions and even more following them. So this is from Al-Mustaki al-Hindi. This is a hadith about the destruction of Baghdad by flames in year 2003. As you know, Baghdad is destroyed by fire, inshallah. Mm-hmm. The vanishing of the Iraqi army in the desert, this is very interesting as well. In the Hadith, our prophet stated, an army comes to fight. Once they enter the desert, the one in the front and the back disappear. And the ones in the middle cannot save themselves. So this is from Timothy. And 60,000 member units of the Iraqi army, they were known as the Republican Guard, and another 15,000 member units known as the Fedayeen, they just disappeared. amazing. So this is one incident that that happened. It is it just matches with what our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated in the hadith. And division of Iraq into three, as you know, it is Iraq divided into three in the year 2003. And of course, a very important sign is the emergence of a two-tailed comet. It is the comet Lulin. It came closest to the Earth on 24th February 2009. And in the hadith, it is stated like, when Abbasi Malik arrives at Khorasan, one of the signs of the coming of the promised Mahdi, a double-toothed light-shedding horn will appear in the east. So I repeat, double-toothed light-shedding horn. So this is, when you analyze this comet Lulin, when you look at this picture, you're going to see that it has got two different horns facing to east and to west. So it is just as it is described in the hadith, mashallah. So that's a very important sign. And of course, the increase in the number of the earthquakes is one another sign of the coming of Mahdi. And asteroids increasingly surrounding the Earth is another sign for the coming of Mahdi. When you analyze, millions of asteroids first began concentrating so densely in the Earth's atmosphere toward the end of 1980. So these astronomers took many pictures and they make footages. So we have understand scientifically that especially on 1980, millions of asteroids increasingly started to surround the Earth, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Brother, these are the first signs, inshallah, that I can mention about the coming of Mahdi alayhi salam.
Okay. Jazakumullah. Very, very interesting discussion.
Mashallah. And I think you have asked the place where exactly Mahdi is going to emerge, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Inshallah, what we understand from the hadith is that he's going to emerge from Istanbul, Constantinople. It is stated again very clearly in the hadith. I can read you the hadith about this. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, they will spiritually conquer Constantinople with tasbih and takbir, and they will obtain booty the like of which has never been seen. So it is written from Ibn Majah. So in Kitab al-Fitan, page number 35. So we understand that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will spiritually capture Istanbul and produce the sacred relics of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Istanbul, where they lie. As you know, in the palace in Istanbul, in Topkapı Palace, the sacred relics of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is kept, inshallah. So very miraculously, our Prophet 14 centuries ago said that the sacred relics are going to be taken by Hazrat Mahdi. In the hadith, related from Al-Barzanji, let me read you the hadith. In terms of portents, he will bear the shirt, sword, and banner of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That banner has never to this day been opened since the passing away of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will never be opened until the appearance of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. So, this is a hadith from our Prophet, and it clearly says that Mahdi alayhi salam is going to wear the shirt and take the sword and carry the banner of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi salam. So, these are the clear hadiths that Mahdi alayhi salam is going to appear from Istanbul, inshallah.
Right, Jazakumullah. Brother Ali, Jazakumullah for the very interesting discussion. We really appreciate you coming on board. Another platform, inshallah, we'll take a further look at the signs before Qiyamah, my brother. Jazakumullah once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi to you.
Alaykum salam.
Jazakumullah. Yes, dear listeners, welcome. It's now 2 minutes to 11 o'clock. You're tuned to Radio Islam International. Very interesting discussion regarding some signs of Qiyamah as well. We spoke initially about the unbelievable disasters recently, then the recent uprisings in the Middle East. And we talked about the corruption that will persist until the coming of Farouk in Egypt. And he mentioned regarding who the Farouk is. And we spoke about the Dajjal and a few important aspects. And also regarding the economic crisis. All right, we conclude this program as well from Mr. Muhammad Karafi Amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.